Okay, so we said we just wanted to finish off the Gemara and Daf Mem Vav on a base, following which we're going to do some Chazara. We have plenty to do Chazara on. Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara towards the bottom, the eighth or ninth last wide line. Tana Rabbanan, Hayu Lufanov Mitzvahs Harbe. If somebody had a number of mitzvahs in front of him, available, about to perform, Oimer Baruch Hashem Kiddushon leMitzvaso veTzivanu al haMitzvos. Instead of making a separate bracha on each individual mitzvah, but rather he makes one general bracha veTzivanu al haMitzvos. Says Rashi, Mitzvos harbe, litoil lulav, leishev basuka, laniach tefillin, lisatev batzitzes. He has a lulav to shake. He has a sukkah to sit in, tefillin to put on, tzitzis to wear. He makes one bracha, ala mitzvahs, v'yotzi yedei kulon. And that way he's yotzei, all of them. That is the first opinion. However, Rabbi Yudah Omer that no, mevorech al kol achas v'achas bifnei atzmo. Rather than making a bracha, a single bracha on all of them, you make a separate bracha on each individual mitzvah. Omer of Zeira, v'iteima, and it might be Rav Chanina bar Papa, indeed, hilchasa k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, as we well know, and that's why in the morning we make a separate bracha on our talus and our tefillin, etc., etc., etc. Says the Gemara, v'omer of Zeira, again, v'iteima Rav Chanina bar Papa, and Rav Zeira, or maybe Rav Chanina bar Papa added, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Indeed, what is the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda, who says you make a bracha on each individual one? Dechsiv, because the pasuk in Tehillim that says, Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. Bless Hashem every day. Now, what does that mean? You only bless Hashem in the day, not in the night? V'chi b'yoim mevorachim oisoi. Ubalailo ein mevorachin oisoi? Is that true to say that you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a bracha in the day but not at the night? Why would it say Baruch Hashem yoim yoim? Elo, rather it must be coming to tell you bo loy malacha b'chol yoim v'yoim ten loy every single day give him, as it were, me'ein birkosov. Hochanami b'chol dovar v'dovar ten loy me'ein birkosov. So what does that mean, me'ein birkosov? Look at the bottom Rashi. Kol yoyin v'yoyin me'ein birkosov shel Shabbos me'ein shel Shabbos. The stress on the word yoyim is not coming to indicate that you make a bracha on days only but not at nights. That's not the stress. Rather, what is the emphasis? Every single day has its particular bracha. So, for example, on Shabbos, we will mention me'ein shel Shabbos. What does it mean, me'ein shel Shabbos? Like me'inyan shel Shabbos. The Shabbos Shemoneh Esra, for example, is different to the weekday Shemoneh Esra. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Shel Chol, me'ein shel Chol. Shel Yom Tov, me'ein shel Yom Tov hama'ura. You mentioned the matter of the Yom Tov, whom it happens to be that day. Happening. Whichever Yom Tov is happening at the moment. So if it's Sukkos, you will make mention in Davening, as we do in Ya'alav Yovah, in other places in Davening, that it's Sukkos. So rather than having one generic Loshon HaTfilah, one size fits all, we don't do that. Rather on Shabbos, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Yom Tov, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. On Pesach, we'll say Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaShavuos. So when it says Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, it doesn't mean to say that you make a bracha during the day but not at the night. That's not the emphasis. Rather, the emphasis is B'chol Yoim V'Yoim. Whatever type of day it is, it always requires its own individual bracha. So too, not only does every day require a different bracha, so too every mitzvah also requires its own bracha. Rather than making one general bracha on all mitzvahs that happen to come his way, we say no. You make a separate bracha. Although, we do know that if you do the same mitzvah twice, then you make one bracha. So for example, if somebody's putting up his mezuzahs, he doesn't make a bracha on every separate mezuzah. If you're about to toivel a number of kelim, you don't make a bracha on every single kli. But that's different because that's not a nifra mitzvah. That's the same mitzvah just a few times. But if you're doing...
Make one bracha and you're supposed to have in mind all the other mitzvahs.
That's different. That's a shechiyonu. That's a shechiyonu. Shechiyonu is different. Shechiyonu is the zman, so it's the zman of the mitzvahs. But we say a separate bracha on Kriyas and Megillah at night and in the day. Why, when we do Shlachmonos, do we not make a bracha? That's a whole separate issue.
That was interesting when Rashi listed the different mitzvahs in front of him. He listed Lahaniach Tefillin with the others. When in the world, unless they put on Tefillin during Chol HaMoed, when would all of these mitzvahs be in front of someone?
Ah, very good. Very good. Literally, lulav leishiv basuka, that can only be in Chol HaMoed. So we have proof to the opinion that you will put on tefillin in Chol HaMoed. Fine, very good. Which is, as we know, the minhag in Ashkenaz, in Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, very good. Okay.
Or maybe he was just putting lulav and leishiv together and then tefillin and tzitzis together.
Could be. Okay. So again, just let's read the Gemara from the third bottom line. Elo. We're not trying to stress that you make a bracha at day and not at night. Rather, every single day you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, me'ein berkoisov, the inyan of the bracha. Hachanami, so too, not only every day, but b'chol dovar v'dovar. Every single matter, every single mitzvah, ten loy me'ein berkoisov, you give the appropriate bracha rather than one general bracha. Now we've had this many times in this Masechta. The once an Amora is on the roll, then you just mention other statements in his name, even though they've got no connection at all to what was just mentioned previously. So we mentioned Reb Zeira or Reb Chanina bar Papa. So here comes another quote in their name. Bo ura'ei, come and see. Sheloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dom. Unlike the midah of Basar Vadom, what's Basar Vadom?
Man.
Flesh and blood, human, mankind. Unlike the midah of a human being, is the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? In what way are they different? Midas Basar Vadom, the way of man is Kli Reikon Machzik. An empty Kli can be Machzik. What does that mean, can be Machzik? It can hold, says Rashi, ma shenoisnim l'toichei, whatever you put in. But mole einoi machzik. But if it's full, it can't hold. What can it not hold?
Liquid.
Well, it can hold what's in there already.
More than.
Says Rashi, mole einoi machzik ma shetoisif olav, that which you add. Of course, a full kli can contain, can hold what's filling it. It just can't be added to. Avol midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself in a very different way to the way that human beings conduct themselves. Why? Mole machzik, reikon einoi machzik. To the contrary, that which is full can contain, that which is empty cannot contain. What does that mean? Shenema. It says, Vohoyo im Shomoya Tishma. If you will listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this we say in Shema. I'm not sure if it's referring to that pasuk actually. Im Shomoya Tishma. Ve'im lav loy Tishma. If you listen, you will listen. And if not, then you will not listen. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Im shumaya tishma. Im hurgalto lishmaya. What does hurgalto mean from the word rogil, used to? If you have become used to, you regularly. If Yossi Benjamin is with us, for sure he would say. Hurgalto, regal, is regular. Rogil, horogil bener. Im hurgalto lishmaya. If you regularly listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oz tishma, then you will listen. What does that mean? Tuchal lilmoid ulohisif. Then you'll be able to listen to even more. In other words, basically, the more you learn, the more you'll be able to learn. Instead of saying, listen, I've learned so much that I'm full. I don't have the capacity to learn anymore. My brain is full. Here we're being told the exact opposite. The more you learn, the more you can have. V'im lav. If not, what does that mean, if not? Sheloi hitisa oizen. If you did not incline your ear, bialduscho, in your young age, lishmoya, loitishma, la'achazman, then afterwards, be very, very difficult. Lo yaspiku b'yodcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will not maspik, will not provide you in your hands if you didn't invest in the early years. So a person might well say the exact opposite. I didn't learn, I didn't open a Gemara till I was 60 years old. Ah, very good. So I'm a kli reikon, I'm an empty kli. So I've got lots of room for Torah, it should be much easier for me. But if I spent 60 years learning, I'm so full of Torah, I've got no room for any more. And yet, the exact opposite is true. If you never open a Gemara till you're 60, it's not impossible, but it's very, very difficult now to fill yourself up with learning. Whereas the more you filled yourself up, the more you can continue filling yourself up. Says the Gemara, Dalad Aleph, Dovo Acher, Im Shomoya B'yoshon, Tishma b'chodosh. Oh, we couldn't have ended on a more appropriate line. What does it mean, tishma b'chodosh? Says Rashi. Dover acher, imata tishma b'yoshon. Mechazer al talmudchor. If you do chazara on your learning, sheshomato, which you learned, then tishma b'chodosh, tischakein boy, loshon of chochma. You'll become wise, lahovin dvarim chadoshin, to understand new things, mitoich dvarim yeshonim, from the old things. Im shomoya tishma. Very often there's a yetzahara that says, don't go back and review the old stuff. It's always more exciting to learn something new. Brand new, it's interesting, uncharted territory. And yet here we're being told to the contrary, if you go over your learning, then you'll have that slocha to see new things, mitoich the old things. I think every single time, every single person, every sugya, every time you do chazara, you will see this, without fail. Even if it's very fresh. You've just learnt it, and you learn it again, you think, what's the point? I'm just reading it all over again. You will notice something new. I guarantee you. We're learning here in the shul, Night Seder, Adlokas Neiris, Shabbos. A chabura started to learn Hilchas Adlokas Neiris Shabbos. And they asked me, would I join? I said, I don't really have time and I can't really manage it. I'll try. I've learned Adlokas Neiris a few times before and I've done Chazorah a few times. If I wasn't so over-thrilled to learn it again, because for sure it's great to do Chazorah, but a tight schedule, I said, I'll try. I came. And Baruch Hashem, I had a lot of siyata d'shmaya. My program opened up a bit, so I'm able to be here on most evenings. Every week, every day almost, notice new things I've never seen before. Brand new chiddush Torah that I've never, ever noticed before. How I didn't notice them, I've no idea. Why I didn't see them last, that's the maila of Chazor. It's such an eye-opener to me. I've learned Adlokas Neiris. Of course, every time you learn it more, you see something new. It's the most phenomenal thing. And it's a promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Gemara promises you im Shemoya Tishma. It's a guarantee. You learn it and you learn it again. Oh, I never really got that first time. Or I thought I did, or maybe indeed I did, but now I can add something to it. The Gemara Chazal compares learning Torah to a baby nursing from his mother. And the Gemara says, just as a baby nursing from his mother will always be able to find some more milk. There's such a thing as dried up. He'll suck a little bit more, he'll always find something. Says the Gemara, same true is with Torah as well. You nurse a little bit more, no such thing as, I'm reading again, it's just boring, there's nothing new, it's all dried up. No such thing. You'll always see something new. You'll always see something new, and to the contrary, you'll be better equipped, therefore, to Paskan the Shaila, because you saw something new, you know it better. Haftochim Shomoya Tishma. Says the Gemara in conclusion, Ve'im Yifne Levavcha, Shuv Lo Tishma. What does that mean, Im Yifne Levavcha? Says Rashi, Im Yifne Levavcha Lehisya'ish. What does Lehisya'ish mean? Yiyush. What's Yiyush?
Give up.
If you give up hope, Al Ma Shalom Adato, on that which you've learned, kvar, milach zayir alof, from doing chazara. That's it, miyash, I've forgotten about it, history. You've already abandoned the Gemara from reviewing it. Then what happens? Shuv loy tishma. Mishetifchne libcho levatola. When your heart turns, levatola, bottle, that means you have nothing to do. You really have got time on your hands. Shuv ein mashmin oischo. Nobody will listen to you. Im yifne levavcha v'loy tishma. So if you learn and you invest your time doing chazara, you'll do great. And if you don't, and you think to yourself, there's no point in doing chazara, then you won't have anything in your hands. Very, very scary. So we couldn't possibly have finished on a better line. We're about to do chazara now.
What's considered abandoning? Did I abandon Marcos because we learned it a few years ago?
You're asking a very good question. The Gemara says in one place, and many, you have to constantly be doing chazara of everything, but it's not possible to do chazara of everything. Abandoning means you have no plan to get back to it. But if you do have a plan to get back to it, it would be nice one day. If it's not possible, it's not possible. At least you should always have some sort of Seder Chazara on the limud that you're doing. Or a limud that you've recently learned. I can't do Chazara of Makkos as well, and of Kiddushin, and of Bava Metzia, and of Sukkah. It's just simply not possible. But if the attitude is, not that it's not possible, I'm just not interested. I've done it. I've checked the box. It's in the envelope. Packaged, boxed, and sealed. Game over. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. But if it's not, I would like to do Chazar of Makkos. At the moment, I'm doing Chazar of Sukkah, I'm doing Chazar of other things. Mishnayos, Chumash Rashi, Mishnah Berurah, whatever it is. Yeah, okay. Let's have a little rundown of Chazar. We'll begin from the Mem, Hey, Omed, Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Mitzvahs, Arova, Ketzad. How was the mitzvah Arava performed? Now, as ever, we'll try and do this with a bit of pace. If I'm going too fast, then you throw something at me. Mitzvah Arava. Oh, wow, he's ready. Getting the missiles ready. Mitzvah Arava Ketzad. Mokoim hoyo lamato Yerushalayim. There is a place south of Yerushalayim, or downward from Yerushalayim, the Nikra Moitza, as we know, until this very day. Motza. It's just... But it's just as you enter Yerushalayim. Yoridin Lashom, they used to descend to there, Umalakdin Mishom, and they used to pluck from there, Murbiois Shel Arava. Murbiois, Rashi translated as clusters of Arava. Uboin Vizoik Finoisa Betzidia Mizbeach, they used to erect them at the side of the Mizbeach, Viroshehen, and their Roish, their tops, kufin, were bent over al gaba mizbeach. So, in the main, they were leaning along the side of the mizbeach, but the tops were actually bending over and resting at the top of the mizbeach. Toku v'hiriu v'toku. They blew the shofar, tkiya trua tkiya. B'chol yoy makifin es hamizbeach pamachas. Every single day they encircled the mizbeach once. V'oimrim, and they said, on Hashem oishiono, on Hashem atzlichono. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, ani v'hoi oishiono. A whole complicated Rashi, exactly what that means, but it's to do with the Shemus of Hashem. V'oyse hayoim. But on that great day, on the seventh day, what's called Hoshana Rabbah, makifin es hamizbeach sheva po'amim. Then they used to encircle mizbeach seven times. B'shas petiroson, when they left, mahin oimrim, yoyfi lecho mizbeach, yoyfi lecho mizbeach, how beautiful you are, the mizbeach. They were praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, rather than the mizbeach. Reb aloza oimer, leko v'lecho mizbeach. Leko v'lecho mizbeach, we'll see more in the Gemara. There was a praise for both HaKadosh Baruch Hu and also a thanksgiving on behalf of the mizbeach. Kema'asehu b'choil, exactly as they did during the week. Kach ma'asehu b'Shabbos. The same would be done for the Arova ceremony on Shabbos. Elo, the difference would be shoy malakdin oisoy me'erev. Here, instead of being malakated on Shabbos, they will pluck it on Erev Shabbos. U'manichin oisoy, and they will place them begigi ois shel zohov. What is begigi ois shel zohov? Some golden barrels. Kidei shelo yichmoish, in order that they should not wither. Because they're a day old, so the concern was they might shrivel. So they kept them in barrels of gold. As Rashi told us, they were full of water, and that way they kept them fresh. Rabbi Yochanan, kidei shelo yichmoishu, in order they should not wither. Rabbi Yochanan, member Reika Oima, charoyois shel dekel, hoyu mevien, they used to bring sticks of branches of palm, v'choiv tinoise bekarka, and they used to beat them on the floor. But sidei hamizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach, v'oisei hayoim, and that particular day, nikra would be called chibut charoyois, the beating of the palms. Now we know, we differ from that slightly, because we don't beat palm branches, but rather arova branches. Miyad tinoikois shomtim es lulvehem. Immediately, miyad tinoikois, sorry, from the hands of tinoikois shomtim es lulvehem, they used to take their lulavim va'oichlem es regen. And as Rashi pointed out, why did they do all of this? Simcha. It's not a problem of a gzela or any other social issue, but out of simcha's rich celebration, that was the custom. We all used to take each other's lulavim and estragim and eat it. Tana says in the Braisa, mokoim klanya hava. It was not called moitza, as our Mishnah says, but rather it was called klanya. V'tana didon. Our Tana, my time makori le moitza. So why does he call it moitza if really it was called klanya? Klanya means free of tax. Says the Gemara means the same thing. Aidi since de mepak mekarga de malka, since they were yoitze, the tax of the king, that's why korila moitze. What does moitze mean? Like the word yoitze, yoitze de chiv. So this was the place where they had tax exemptions. That's why they called it moitze, yoitze de chiv. Uboin v'zoik v'noisa b'tzidei mizbeach tono. Rabois, they take out the word rabois or rakois, v'arukois u'gvoyois. They were lengthy and tall. Achad osor amo. 11 amos tall. Remember we drew the diagrams. Kedeish u'goichois al hamizbeach amo. In order they should be leaning over the top of the mizbeach by an amo. It must be that al hayisoid manichlehu. Remember we said yisoid wasn't exactly leaning on the floor, but it was the next level. Base. It was the base of the mizbeach. The yisal kadat, because if you're going to think, a aram manichlehu, comma, Because if you're going to think that the arava was actually resting on a'ara, what does a'ara mean? On the floor, on the ground, then the cheshbon is not going to work out. Mechdi, surely, olo, amo, v'kines, amo, zehu, yusoid. It went up an amo, and then an indentation of an amo. That's yusoid. Olo, chomeish, v'kines, amo, again. A climb of five, and then an indent of another, amo, zehu, soiviv. Olo, sholoish, zehu, mokem, akronois. Goiches, al gabe, amiz, beyach, heichim, ishkachas, lo. How would you possibly have the arava leaning over the mizbeach, even though it's true the height of the mizbeach was what? 1 + 3 + 5, which is 9 amos, plus the kronos. But nonetheless, and these were 10 amos, but nonetheless, because you've always got to compensate for the indentation, so some of the length of the arava is being used up. So therefore it wouldn't possibly have been leaning over the top of the mizbeach. The only way this would possibly make sense is to say that it didn't begin from the floor. Elo lav, you're quite right. Shma mino, we hear from over here the ayesoid manach lohu. Shma mino. Yes, indeed you're right. The cheshbon is 100% foolproof, watertight. They must have begun from the yesoid. Omar above all, my crow. What is the pasuk that we learn this from? Shenema isru chag ba'avoisim ad karnois hamizbeach. Ad karnois means that what?
Until the horns.
Until the corners of the mizbeach. The mizbeach had four corners protruding from the top of the mizbeach. So here you learn that the arava went until the karnois mizbeach, until the tops of the mizbeach. Omar Bavo, Omar Balazo. Now again, we're sort of veering off, but we're making other drushes from this pasuk. Kol ha-noitel lulav ba'agudoin. If anybody takes the lulav in its bundle, v'hadas ba'avusoy, and the hadas in its chain, as it were, ma'ale olav ha-kosov, the Torah considers ki'ilu bono mizbeach. It's as if you built a mizbeach, v'hikriv olav korban, and in fact you sacrificed a korban on it. Shenema isru chag. What does isru mean? Aguda, the top Rashi says. It's a bundle. See, the bundle of the chag. Ba'avoisim, what's ba'avois? Obviously, that's a reference to hadas. And it's avois. Ad karnes ha-mizbeach, that's tantamount to being oiler to the mizbeach. What do you do on the mizbeach? You bring korbanos. So there you have it. If you have the bundle of the lulav and the chain of the adas, that's as if you were makriv a korban. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, v'Rabbi Yechonah mishum Rabbi Shimon ha-Mukhuzi, mishum Rabbi Yechonah ha-Mukuti, kol ha-oise isur lachag. What is isur lachag? You bundle to the chag. What's bundle to the chag? So some say it means on Yom Tov, means you attach to the Yom Tov. And some say it means the day after Yom Tov, what we call Isru Chag. Meaning not just you attach, you add to the Yom Tov, ba'achil of a shtir, eating and drinking, ma'ale olav ha-kosov, once again, ki'ilu bono mizbeach v'hikri v'olav, as if you built a mizbeach and you sacrificed it, korban shenema Isru Chag, ba'avayisim ad karnes ha-mizbeach. So Isru, when else do you see that the word Isru, when else do we have that in Davening? We said that this morning in Davening. Baruch Atah Hashem, Kinu Melech Ha'olam, Matir Asurim. What does Matir Asurim mean? You free the chained ones. When you chain somebody, you're attaching him. You're tying him to something. So if you tie eating and drinking to the Yom Tov, either on Yom Tov or the day after, that is considered tremendously worthy. And by the way, this of course is the source of the whole concept of Isru Chag. The day after Yom Tov has some special halachas to it, with regard to saying a hesped or a fasting, etc., etc. Omer Rav Chizkia, Omer Yirmia, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yechai, Kol ha-mitzvahis kulam, Ein Adam Yeitze Bohen, Elo Derech Gedei Lason. You can only be yotze mitzvahs, whether it's lulav or hadas, etc., if it's derech gedei lasa, in the same direction as they grew. So if it grew upright, then when you hold the mitzvah, it's got to be held upright. And what about flat? So upside down is obviously not good. But if you remember, we discussed that flat is also not good. And that was the whole discussion. So if it's not good, what about schach? Schach is held flat. Where do we learn this from? Shenema atzei shittim oimdim. Your cedar wood must be standing. Tanya nam yochi atzei shittim oimdim. She oimdim derech gedeloson. They must be standing in the same direction that they are, that they grew. So whichever they grew, don't turn them upside down. Or for that matter, don't even put them flat sideways, because that's not considered derech gedeloson. What is the most common and famous application of this principle? We turn over our esrog. We don't want to be yotz of the mitzvah. If you take your esrog in a normal manner, then you've been yotz of the mitzvah, so come make a bracha afterwards. So we deliberately take it upside down, so you're not yotz of the mitzvah. You can make the bracha and then flip it over. Why are you not yotz of the mitzvah? Because not derech gedeloson, it's upside down. Says the Gemara, Dovor Acher. There is something else that we learn from this pasuk, which is oimdim shema'amidim es tzipuyon. They connected the tzipuy. What does the tzipuy mean?
Covering.
The coating, the covering. These atzei shittim were coated in what?
Gold.
In gold plates. So there's two ways you can coat, as it were, a cedar beam in gold. You either make a plate of gold and you just put it next to it, so it's completely enveloping it. What we're being told is, no, it was actually attached to it. They drilled it in, so it became like one piece. Dovar Acher, another pshat, oimdim, standing, the Beis HaMikdosh stands forever. Shemo toima, lest you say, Ovad Sivrom Ubotel Sikuyon, lest you say it's lost all hope, and that's it, it's never going to come back, once it was hidden, we're never going to see it again. No! Talmud Loima Atze Shittim Oimdim, what does Oimdim mean? Oimdim is present. Sha Oimdim La Oilom, they stand forever, Ula Oil Me Oilomim, and forever and ever and ever. The Omachiz Ki Omer Birmim Shimur Bshim Ben Yechai, so again, he's being mentioned again, nothing to do with the previous Gemara other than it's authored by the same Tana. Yochel ani lifter es kol oilom kuloi min adin. I could exempt the whole world from din, meaning with my mitzvahs and my zechuyos. Miyoyim shenivresi, from the day that I was created, adat until now. Not only that, meaning I have enough zechuyos to exempt the whole world, at least over the duration of my lifetime. Vilmole Eloza Bani Imi, and if only my son Elez would be with me, then the two of us would be even a more potent force. Then Miyoim Shinivra Ha'oilom Va'adachshov. Not just from the day that I was created, but rather from the day that the world was created, we're able to exempt. And not only that, Vilmole Yoisam Bani Zio Imanu, if Yoisam Bani Zio will be with us, Miyoim Shenivra Ha'olam Ad Seifai, from the beginning of time to the end of time, we'll be able to exempt the whole world. Says the Gemara, Va'omar Chizki Ba'arim Yirmiyah, Mishum Rav Shimon Yechai, Ra'isi B'nei Aliyah. I've seen B'nei Aliyah. V'heim Watin, and they're very few. Im elef hein, if 1,000 exist, trust me, ani ubonai mehen. Me and my sons are amongst those 1,000. In fact, im meo hein, ani ubonai mehen. Even if there's only 100, rest assured that me and my sons are of those 100. In fact, im shnayim hein, if it's just 2, also me and my son will be those people, ani ubni hein. Says the Gemara, mi zutri kula hai? Is there really that few people in the world who are considered B'nai Aliyah? The Kabbalah of Shekhinah, just 1,000? V'ha'omar Rava, didn't Rava say, T'mani Sri Elfi? 18,000 dora. What's 18,000 dora? Rows of tzaddikim have the kamei kutshebrichu in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenema soviv shmoina ala esef. He says 18,000. So why did you say there's only 1,000 who can mekabel the shechina? There's 18,000 by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 18,000 rows? Loikasha. It's not at all difficult. Ho, the mistakli basfaklari ha-me'iro. Ho, the loy mistakli basfaklari ha-me'iro. We are differentiating between those who have a very clear vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, as opposed to those who don't. I can't really explain this. Unfortunately, I'm not zeicher to Aspaklaria Meira or Eina Meira. Nachum, maybe you could describe in greater detail for us. No? Modest as well. Keep it all secret. So there's 1,000 who have Aspaklaria Meira, some greater clarity. There may be well more who have the Aspaklaria, which is not Meira, not as bright, not as clear. Says the Gemara, Uda mistakli basfaklaria meira mizutri kulahai. And even the ones who do have a clear vision, but still, you're saying it's only 1,000? V'homa abaya, loy poches alma mitzlosin v'shisa tzadikin, de mekabli apishchina b'chol yoim. There's 36 of these types of tzaddikim who makabel the shechina every day. Remember, what did Rav Shimon Ben Yochai say? If there's 1,000, I'm in there. If there's 100, I'm in there. And if there's only 2, I'm also in there. What do you mean there's only 2? There's at least 36. This is, of course, I think, one of the sources of the famous 36 hidden tzaddikim. Shenema ashrei kol chayke loy, loy lamadvav is gematria tzlosim v'shitzen hava. Says the moral kasha, ho da aili bebar, ho da aili beloibar. Again, I can't really explain this. There are those who enter upstairs with permission, and those who enter without. So the ones who enter without permission, meaning they have free access, as it were, to the Shechina, those indeed are few and far between. Those who are invited, there might be a few, but those who could just come in at will, those are very, very few and far between. In fact, there might be only 2 of them in the world. And Rav Shimon Ben Yochai says, it's me and my son. Says the Gemara, B'shas petirotom mayhem oimrim. So the second opinion says, Leko ulumizbeach. So who are you addressing over here? Both HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the same sentence also, also Mizbeach, which is very strange. V'ho, surely komishtatif. He is grouping, he is partnering Shem Shomayim V'dovar Acher. And you never do that. You don't put HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well in the same sentence as somebody else. V'tanya, we've learned in a braisa, so kol ha-mishtatif Shem Shomayim V'dovar Acher. If ever you have a shutaf, as it were, you group together HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with something else, Ne'kar min ha'olam, very scary, got uprooted from the world. Shenema bilti Lashem levadoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always considered to be alone. Says the Gemara, Hochi ka'amar le, Anachnu moedim, Leko anachnu moedim, V'lecho anu mashabchim. So it's not you and the Mizbeach, it's two separate statements. We are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are praising the Mizbeach. You cannot address both and say, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Mizbeach. Well, I'm praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it's two separate speeches, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm praising the Mizbeach. So therefore they're not being grouped together, it's two different ways of being related to. Or, l'ko anachnu moedim, l'ko anachnu makalsin. Makalsin, as we know, is also a phrase of praise. When do we say that word in davening? L'vorich, l'hader, l'ale, l'kalis. Kalis is to praise. K Kimaaseyu b'choil Omer Ravuna my time with Rabbi Yechon and Breiko Diksiv Kapois Shnayim. It says in the Torah that you have to take kapois tomorrow. Now, how is kapois in the Torah spelt? Without a vav. Without a vav. But how is it pronounced? As if it was with a vav. Kapois, otherwise it would be read kapas. Kapas would mean branch. Kapois sounds like branches. So the first opinion, Rabbi Yochanan Breika says, remember, what did Rabbi Yochanan Breika say in the Mishnah? Now what did you bring to the Beis HaMikdash? The branches, and you beat them. Which means as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, how many different mitzvahs are involving the lulav? Two. One, the mitzvah Arba Minim, and secondly, what you come to the Mizbeach with. Where do you get that from? So he says, because we pronounce the word kapois, two. What are the two lulavim? Achas lulav v'achas lemizbeach. One for the mitzvah of lulav and one for the mitzvah of the mizbeach. V'rabbonon omri, Rabbonon disagree. They say, no. Kapas ksiv. Although it might well be pronounced kapois, which gives the indication of two, but if you look carefully, you'll see it's written kapas. And kapas means one. That the only time you have a lulav is for the mitzvah of lulav, but not to the mizbeach. They only brought aravos to the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Rav Levi Omar Katomor, Ma Tomor Ze Ein Lo Yelo Lev Echod, Af Yisrael Ein Lo Yelo Lev Echod Lavim Shevashamayim. Just like a Tomor has one central branch or trunk, so to a Klal Yisrael have one central lave. What does that mean? Focus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing else. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Lulav, Shiva, Vesuka, Yemechod. What does that mean, Lulav, Shiva? 7 days what? Of the Bracha. Of course we have Lulav 7 days, that we know. But the Chiddush is that you make a Bracha on all 7 days. You make a bracha on lulav all 7 days, whereas sukkah only yom echad. My timer, lulav the mifsaki leilos miyomim. Lulav, there's a hefsek. Why is there a hefsek?
Day and night.
Why is the night considered a hefsek in lulav?
Because there's no mitzvah.
Because no mitzvah lulav at night, unlike sukkah. Therefore, if there's a hefsek, therefore tomorrow's mitzvah cannot be viewed as a continuation of today's. So it's a new mitzvah, needs a new bracha. So lulav de mifsaki leilos miyomim. Where there is a break of nights and days is called yoima. Mitzvah ba'apei nafshei, every day is considered a separate mitzvah. Sukkah de loy mifsaki leilos miyomim. But sukkah, where there is no gap, because as we know, there is as much mitzvah to sit in the lulav at night as there is at day. What did I say?
Lulav.
You don't sit in the lulav. There's as much mitzvah to sit in the sukkah at night as there is at day. So the mitzvah is just ongoing, continuously, on and on and on and on. So it's one long mitzvah. Therefore, kulu shiva, all 7 days, akachad yoima aricha domu. It's as if, effectively, it was one long day. The Rabba Bachana Omar Rabbi Yechanon, to the exact opposite. Sukkah Shiva, Velulav Yemechot, the exact opposite. It doesn't just disagree, it's 100% different. Lulav is just one day bracha, and Sukkah is all 7 days. My timer. Sukkah Doiraisa, Shiva. Sukkah is a mitzvah to sit every day, Min HaTorah, so make a bracha. Lulav is drabonon sagile b'chad yoimo. So remember, we had a discussion about this, the way the Ritva learns and Rashi seems to learn, is that the discussion is quite simple. basically, do you make a bracha on drabonons? So he clearly holds that you do not. And for the only day that Lulav is deraisa is the first day, so you make a bracha on that day. Sukkah is a deraisa every day, so you make a bracha every day. The Aruch Lanei had a different interpretation. And that's how he learns. Ki asa ravin omar beichanan. Remember, we call this 2a and 2b. Why did we call this 2b? Because it's also in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Echad ze ve'echad ze shiva. Both this and that shiva. 7 days for Sukkah, 7 days for Lulav. And now we know, Baruch Hashem, we got to the end of the Amud. We saw that Rav also held that. Why? Because we do make a bracha on mitzvahs drabonon, such as Chanukah. So you make a bracha on a mitzvah of Chanukah, there's no good reason why I shouldn't make a bracha on Lulav as well, albeit only a mitzvah drabonon. Says the Gemara, Omar v'Yosef, Nekoit, you should hold the Rabba Bachano, that is, to A, b'yodcha in your hand. That's the opinion you should take on board to kulu amaro kaim kavose, because there's many amaroim who hold that way. Many amaroim hold that sukkah, how many brachas? 7, and lulav only 1. Why only 1? Because sukkah is deraisa, lulav is drabonon. But as we well know, that is not what we pass in lahalocha. Because as the Gemara said at the end, Rav and others say that's not true. We do make a bracha on mitzvahs Rabbanon as well, such as Netilas Yodayim, Chanukah, Purim, and other mitzvahs. Therefore, Lulav is certainly no exception. Now, if you remember, we saw the bottom Tosfos over here. The bottom Tosfos pointed out that even though it's true we might well make a bracha on Sukkah and Lulav every single day, but don't make a mistake of thinking they're exactly the same. They're not. What's the difference? Lulav, you make a bracha every day. It's true. Sukkah, you make a bracha every day. It's true. That's where there's common denominator. But there is one very, very key difference between them. And that is, how many brachas a day can you make? A lulav, there's only a mitzvah to make one bracha. There's only one mitzvah. Once you've shaken it, that's it. Game over. Whereas when it comes to sukkah, sukkah is like tefillin. You can do it again and again and again if you're masiach das, if there's a hefsuk. Obviously, if you keep on having a long meal or you stay in your sukkah all day, you don't make multiple brachas. Let's just continue a little bit. Meisvei ha'oise lulav la'atzmai. If somebody makes a lulav, what does it mean he makes a lulav? He constructs the arba minim for himself. Then the next day, on Yom Tov, not lulot says boy. Once you took it to shake it, you make another bracha. Asheket shom says of etzivanu al natilas lulav. Va'afal pisha birei cholav yoim rishoin. Quite clearly states over here that what do you do? Chayza umavarech kol shiva. You make a bracha every single day on your lulav. Okay. Then it says, Hoy says sukkah liatzmai, oy me baruch shachiyonu v'kimonu, nichnas leishiboy, ma'ashek shom zayzvon leishiba sukkah, v'kivin shebirech yoyim rishoyin, shuv einoy mevarech. So what's it telling you? Lulav, 7. Sukkah, 1. Which is the exact opposite of what we just mentioned, lahalacha. We said that sukkah is 7 and lulav is 1. And here it says, no, lulav is 7 and sukkah is 1. Says the Gemara, so what's going on? Kashya, lulav, a lulav. Kashya, sukkah, a sukkah. So we have a stira in lulav. We have a stira in sukkah. You told me that lulav you make a bracha one day. Here it says 7. You told me sukkah you make a bracha 7 days. Here it says 1 day. Says the Mora, 1 second. Bishlem a lulav a lulav leikasha. There's certainly no problem with the question with regarding lulav. Why? Because you can simply answer kam bizman shem beis hamikdash kayim and kam bizman shem beis hamikdash kayim. if the Beis HaMikdash is Kayam, as Rashi points out, in the Beis HaMikdash, then obviously every single day is a deraisa, you make a bracha. Therefore there's no contradiction, it's just different, two different time periods in our history. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, one bracha. There is a Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, 7 days. So that question is not to be concerned about. But we still have a remaining question. Elo sukkah, sukkah, kashya. But we certainly have a kstira in sukkah. Because you told me that sukkah is 7 days, and here told me sukkah is 1 day. Says the Gemara, you're quite right. Don't worry, tanoi hi. Is machlokes tanoi? Machlokes tanoi. Therefore, even though it's quite clearly written in this braisa that you only make one bracha on sukkah, and I said seven, don't worry, there is a machlokes tanoim. An amora cannot argue with a tana. But if he finds a supporting tana, then that's no problem, the fact that he's disagreeing with another tana. I'm following this opinion. There is a supporting opinion, there is an opinion that says you make a bracha every day on sukkah. What is that opinion? We'll see you next time. It's involving tefillin. So, Mr. Hashem, next time, which will be on Thursday, Be'ez Hashem, we will finish the Omid. We'll get to the two dots, and I think we can start the next sugya as well. The next sugya is a bit of a complicated sugya. Mr. Hashem, it should be very, very gishmak.
What's the schedule for next week?
Business as usual. Not quite true. It should be more than usual. We say in Alanisim every single day that what do they want to do? Lahashkicham Torah Secha. They want to make us forget Torah. So the least we could do in Hanukkah is to learn at least our normal Siddurim, if not more. If not more.
Why do the children have chofesh?
Excellent question. I know that in Avri Ezri Cheder, Rav Eisenberger is the Rebbe of the top kita. When my boys were in his kita, even though the cheder had off, his kita did not have off. He said, I'll give you a day's break, don't worry, we'll do it after Hanukkah. On Hanukkah, to the contrary, made them learn more. Remember, kita chet, in cheder is the year before yeshiva ketana. We prepare you properly for Torah, we don't take a break on Hanukkah. To the contrary, give them extra siddurim, an extra mishnayos, whatever it was. So you have your break after Hanukkah.